Okay, so what has the development process been like for this year's game?
So RBI Baseball is pretty much a year-round development for us. We go from product to product, and as soon as we were finishing up the patches for last year's product, we dug right into this year's development product and focusing on some of the areas of the game that we felt were missing, primarily in and around the character of the game. We felt that the lack of dives and wall interactions and leaps and missed catches and things like that, we felt that that was really took away some of the charm of some of the classic baseball games you knew and loved from the late 80s. So we spent a lot of time putting in a lot of stuff around the character of building, having a play unfold on the diamond. And then on top of that, we spent another big chunk of time updating our graphics across the board. We improved our underlying tech engine, and that gave us a much more visually stunning lighting system for both day and night games. So this year you're going to see much more dynamic presentations of day and night games. You'll see some shadows on the field from the ballpark geometry itself, which gives every one of the 30 ballparks a lot of character. So when you play a game in Milwaukee or you play a game in Los Angeles or Toronto or wherever, there's going to be a very much more significant uniqueness to playing in that that ballpark, where last year it was nice to be able to see the geometry and things looked a lot more robust than maybe 14. This year it's going to feel a little bit more real. And then you add to that, obviously, the gameplay mechanics that we've introduced this year. It's just going to make for a much more well-rounded baseball experience while still keeping it quick, easy to play, and accessible, and all the kind of fun controls that you remember from that golden age of baseball games.
Yeah, I want to just talk about this because it aggravates the hell out of me. Reading a lot of the YouTube comments on a lot of the videos and things like that. Like, I grew up, I remember, I used to fake being sick when I was in kindergarten. This is like 1988, 1987, to play RBI Baseball on Nintendo when I was a kid. And I grew up on those games. And these games really try to mirror that classic NES, even, early Sega Genesis experience. So you want to just talk about, like, what you guys are going for in terms of gameplay and how you've addressed that this year in the game?
Yeah, I think that's important. This product is built, this game is built for a different kind of audience than your traditional sports title out there. And you can name any of them, whether they be the baseball game, the show, NBA 2K, or Madden, or anything like that. This game is meant to be a very fun, easy accessible game where any two people, whether you've played the game before or not, within an inning or so, you'll immediately know everything you need to know about how to play this game. And you'll be having fun by the third inning of a game of RBI Baseball. And I think that that's kind of been what's missing from this, the sports genre over the last several years. There just hasn't been any products that are, very quick to pick up. The old adage of easy to play, hard to master type of thing. That's kind of been missing as the industry has strived for realism, depth, play-by-play, all the things that I think are the hallmarks of a strong AAA game, but not necessarily something that isn't required for you to have a great time playing baseball. I think that where people have maybe missed the mark in the past with some of these casual games is they get a little too wacky. The games can be at times a little bit further away from the sport itself. What RBI Baseball is intended to be is a true reflection of the game, yet easily accessible. You're not going to be missing any of the players that you know and love. You want to bring people on off the bench. You want to change your roster, lefty, righties. You want to bring people up from the 40-man roster. You can do all that stuff. You can do double switches this year. You can get a full substitutions. All the things that you might want to have a game be reflective of the great sport of baseball. But you don't have to worry so much about, swinging in free space or, trying to pick a corner on a pitch. Obviously, you move the ball in and out of the strike zone, but worrying about the Z plane of whether it's high or low or all that other stuff, whether you're swinging or pitching, just adds a level of complexity, which I think is great for some people. But for a Friday night where you have a buddy over or you want to play with, your family and you just want to, have a couple of sodas and a pizza and just kind of have fun, play three or four games, that's the game that we made in RBI Baseball.
All right. How did you guys get Mookie Betts as your cover athlete? How did you reach out to him? How did he respond when you guys reached out to him?
Well, we identified Mookie Betts last year as a player who personified everything that RBI baseball is, which is, you know, he's got a fun spirit. He's got a great approach to the game. He's obviously extremely talented, extremely gifted. But he's just a great all around guy. He's the type of guy that you'd want to have a couple of sodas on a Friday night and a pizza and hang out with. When we identified him on the top of our list of the types of players that we'd want to have representing the game for this year, and we reached out to him. He was very receptive of it. You'd have to ask him, and we could certainly try to set something up for some email questions if you want to get a couple of sound bites for him. But I don't want to speak out of turn, but everything I've had, every interaction I've had with him, and I've met him on a few occasions, he has been extremely graceful. Honored by the opportunity to be on a cover. When he grew up, he played video games just like you and me. And the fact that he's on a cover now, he's pretty blown away by it. And obviously his day job is one that a lot of us would love to have, but it's a very important job, a very serious job that he takes. He does very well. And he takes very seriously. But when he has a chance to step back and kind of see what all his hard work has given him in this being another opportunity, which is being on the cover of a baseball game, he seemed to be really honored by that.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions in terms of the goals of this game and how they kind of change on the platform. Because on the PlayStation 4, you guys are, like you said, the fun casual game, and you're still the fun casual game on the Xbox One, but there's a lack of competition there with baseball games, so you guys have a little bit of a different role in that ecosystem. And then on the iOS and the Android, you guys are like the game to play. So how did you guys like kind of approach these different atmospheres in a different way?
Yeah, well, I'll separate it into two. So sure. I look at the PlayStation 4 platform and the Xbox One platform from a strategy standpoint to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
We are the only Xbox One baseball game, and that does give us an opening in the sense that there isn't a show type product over there, but we're not offering anything different on the Xbox than we are on the PlayStation 4. It's still the same type of product. The whole point of the game is to make a very accessible product for fans of all ages. I've seen parents come by of young kids, and obviously the younger kids, they love baseball, which is great, and they've really taken an attachment to our game because of the fact they can just get into it and play with a friend of any skill level. But they also like to play with their family. I'm a parent of some young kids, and my son and daughter always want to play games with me, whether they be out in the backyard, whether they be on the kitchen table, or whether they be a video game. I don't have to worry about whether or not my son has eclipsed me in skill or vice versa, because in a game like RBI Baseball, it's a very evenly competitive product.
Sure.
So we've seen parents and parents of kids being very interested in this game because it's something that reminds them of a type of game they played a long time ago, and very accessible, very easy to pick up and play. And also, young kids who just want to sit down and have fun on a Saturday afternoon and not feel like they're taking a test. And then, to pivot over to your question on mobile, I think the experience translates very well. The concept of a limited input baseball game where you've only got a few choices to make, yet you've got the entire baseball experience at your disposal as a paid download, which means you're not going to be grinded for time or currency to try to get access to the parts of the game that you might want the most.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very appealing to fans. We found that that concept is very appealing to fans. And, the controls are obviously a little different on mobile because of the touch experience than it would be on console, but you're getting the same output, you're getting the same reward, if you will, from the type of gameplay we're providing.
All right, how do you think you'd sell this? Like, if someone comes over to you and they're like, why should I play RBI Baseball 16? What do you think you'd say to them?
Do you love baseball? Do you like video games? I think it's as simple as that. I think that's if somebody if 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 uh, if somebody came into me and asked me how to sell them the game, that's how I'd sell it. Now, if you're a super fan of the show and you love all the depth and all the complexity that a product like that provides, you're perfectly satisfied with that product. However, if friends come over that maybe aren't fans of the show or haven't been as deeply invested in it as you have, you may not have an offering where you can play baseball with them because they may be a little intimidated by, you know, your depth of knowledge on a product like that. So this might be a great second product for you to be able to play, you know, with your friends or with people that maybe aren't as hyper-engaged with that type of brand as you are. So I think it serves two purposes. One, it's a great second product if you're already into baseball and you're looking for something that maybe is a little bit more casual and pick up and play and easily translates with your friends. Or if you're not looking for something as complicated or as involved as some of the high-end modern sports titles but love baseball, this is something that you can get into in a matter of minutes, and you can enjoy, and it has the staying power, whether you're playing multiplayer online or you're playing season mode, in a single-player experience or even postseason mode. It's got everything that you might want out of a baseball game.
All right, man, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
No, I think that, you know, we're really excited to have this, the RBI 16 baseball this year. We're looking forward to the fans' response. Our fans have been extremely passionate. We're building a very strong and engaged community for this product, and we'd love to hear from them, and we're excited to hear what your fans of your site think about RBI Baseball. I'm looking forward to it.